שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש כרחל.
Hello, we're reading from the writings of Rabash. What is the prayer for help and for forgiveness in the work? You can find the article at kablamedia.info and you can ask questions at kab.tv. Again, writings of Rabash. What is the prayer for help and for forgiveness in the work?
מהי התפילה על עזרה ועל סליחה בעבודה?
What is the prayer for help and for forgiveness in the work? Our sages said, man's inclination overcomes him every day and seeks to put him to death. Were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. This means that when the Creator helps him, he can overcome it. Hence the question is, why should a person ask the Creator for forgiveness for the sin? Since our sages said that a person himself cannot overcome it unless with the help of the Creator. Follows that if a person sins, it is not his fault. For what could he do if the Creator did not help him? To understand this, we first need to understand the root of sins. That is, what is the source and the reason that causes all the sins? Although the answer is simple and known to all, that the answer for all the sins is the evil inclination. We should know the source and the root of the evil inclination which incites the creatures to sin. In other words, why does he want the creatures to sin in the world? We should also understand what is the good inclination, which wants specifically that the creatures will engage in Torah and mitzvot. As we learned, the purpose of creation is to do good to his creations. For this reason, the Creator created creatures that want to receive delight and pleasure, meaning to have a desire and craving for pleasures. Or they feel that they have no point in living. They must receive pleasure, or they feel torment. That will to receive imprinted in the creatures is the root of all the evil inclination, which incites the creatures to sin. However, we need to understand, if the Creator created this will to receive in the creatures, and it is the reason why the creatures are called creatures, which is, as it is written, that the creatures are called existence from absence, which is something new that did not exist before he created it. And then why is it the root of the evil inclination? The answer to this is presented in the study of the Ten Sefirot, since every branch wants to resemble its root. Had this will to receive remained in its form, which is in order to receive, that desire which is opposite from the Creator, would feel unpleasantness upon reception of the pleasures. For this reason, there was a correction on this, called tzimtzum, or restriction. This means that it will not receive the light in this kli called receiving for oneself, but will receive the abundance specifically when it has the intention to bestow. This means that all that a person wants to receive for himself became forbidden because any desire in the upper one becomes a binding law in the lower one, meaning that the lower makes a prohibition if he receives for himself, and not with the aim to bestow contentment upon his Maker. It follows that all the sins extend from a person wanting to receive for his own sake. It is, as it is written, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. it follows that the Torah and mitzvot that we were given to observe, all with the aim to bring us to the intention to be able to aim our hearts to do everything in order to bestow. This is called Kedusha, the holiness, the sanctity. From this extends that the klipa, the shell, the peel, and the sitra achra, the other side, which want to receive for their own sake, are in this opposite from the Kedusha. For this reason, we call the will to receive for one's own sake by a new name, evil inclination. Since by wanting to satisfy its own wish and enjoy for itself, it prevents us from observing Torah and mitzvot. By observing Torah and mitzvot, even if lo lishma, we come to lishma. Hence, even in lo lishma, not for her sake, the evil inclination prevents us from observing Torah and mitzvot. Since from lo lishma we come to lishma, for her sake. For this reason, for the mere doubt that it may come, it already disrupts. Lishma means that a person does everything for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake. It follows that when a person engages in Torah and mitzvot, the evil inclination loses so much that it disappears from the world. In other words, by observing Torah and mitzvot, the person kills it. It is, as our sages said, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi from the Galilee says, the righteous, the good inclination judges them. As it was said, my heart is slain within me. Rashi interprets, my heart is slain within me is the evil inclination. It is as though dead within me, meaning that he can force it. Accordingly, everything that the evil inclination does which obstructs him from engaging in Torah and mitzvot, he does justly. Since the person wants to put it to death through the Torah and mitzvot. For this reason, the will to receive is called evil, since it harms a person. For the evil inclination prevents a person from achieving dvekut, the adhesion with the Creator, which is called life. As it is written, and you who cling unto the Lord your God are alive, every single one of you this day.
Is it clear thus far, or are there questions? Everything's clear? Okay. Or is nothing clear? It's not clear. So why are you ashamed to ask?
It was hard to follow the text.
Hard to follow the text. So without the text, you can see how wicked the Creator is. He created the evil inclination, and only it is in us, on one hand. On the other hand, he doesn't let the will to receive to do anything that which the will to receive wants to. Well, so what can we do? Tell me what to do. You created my nature, and I can't use this nature. Is there something worse than that? So what do we do? Should we start from the beginning? Akoka came now, so yes, for sure. Okay, let's do it.
We'll start again. Rabash, article, what is the prayer for help and for forgiveness in the work?
Where are people coming from that door? Last time.
כדבר רבי אשכר חלף עמוד 593 מאמר מהי התפילה על עזרה ועל סליחה בעבודה חז"ל אמרו
Article, what is the prayer for help and for forgiveness in the work? Our sages said, man's inclination overcomes him every day and seeks to put him to death. Were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it.
meaning there's a matter of the evil inclination in a person here. It puts him to death, and the Creator is willing to help a person if a person wants to come to life. The evil inclination of the nature of man brings him to death. The good inclination, if he corrects it, the evil inclination to being good, then that brings him to life. Okay? How?
This means that when the Creator helps him, he can overcome it. Hence the question is, why should a person ask the Creator for forgiveness for the sin, since our sages said that a person himself cannot overcome it, unless with the help of the Creator? It follows that if a person sins, it is not his fault. For what could he do if the Creator did not help him? To understand this, we first...
The Creator created the will to receive, prepared all the sins for him, and a person is not to blame for sinning. So why is it nevertheless inscribed at his expense?
To understand this, we first need to understand the root of sins. That is, what is the source and the reason that causes all the sins? Although the answer is simple and known to all, that the reason for all the sins is the evil inclination. We should know the source and the root of the evil inclination, which incites the creatures to sin. In other words, why does he want the creatures to sin in the world? We should also understand what is the good inclination, which wants specifically that the creatures will engage in Torah and mitzvot.
Is it understood thus far? You're still keeping that string, yes? Okay, next.
As we learned, the purpose of creation is to do good to his creations. For this reason, the Creator created creatures that want to receive delight and pleasure, meaning to have a desire and craving for pleasures, or they feel that they have no point in living. They must receive pleasure or they feel torments. The will to receive, imprinted in the creatures, is the root of all the evil inclination, which incites the creatures to sin.
But what does it mean, sins? If a person who has a will to receive, a desire to enjoy, has no choice, he uses this desire to receive because he has nothing else in his nature, then why is it called a sin? Or is the sin something else? Not the usage of the will to receive. Here we need to scrutinize it. Because if I'm using what I am, then I'm like a beast. What do you want from me? I don't even hear that because I have nothing but that. It's not that I'm outside of my body and I'm looking at my body, at my will to receive, and I see, is it worth to use it or not? There's no such thing. As I, from within my will, from my thought, from my mind, from my heart, am fully, wholly in the will to receive. Therefore, I have nothing else to use. I don't understand what something else is. So why is it called that I'm transgressing? That I'm wicked? Clear? Ask something? Yes, Dudi?
It's not clear yet. What's the evil inclination?
Right, right. His desire to receive exactly is the evil inclination, meaning not my nature that I want to enjoy, because that's how I was created. There's something else here, something more delicate that's inside here. That we will see in a moment.
It's not working according to a commandment?
there's probably something here that I can change. And the fact that I don't want to change, I'm lazy at changing it, that's where I transgress. And the fact that I want to enjoy life, to fill myself with all kinds of pleasures, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, all more and more, that's my nature. I can't do anything with that. The Creator created me that way. But there's something here that it's not that I need to stop myself and not do anything. I can't deal with my nature. But there's an additional possibility here to come to a state in which I will be above my nature, where I will behave with him from above and be able to truly use it in a way that I will not be innocent. Okay? Next. Write down those verses on the side and don't bother us. Okay, you have something to say? Mm-hmm. Put them inside there.
However, we need to understand. If the Creator created this will to receive in the creatures, then it is the reason why the creatures are called creatures, which is, as it is written, that the creatures are called existence from absence, which is something new that did not exist before he created it. Then why is it the root of the evil inclination? The answer to this is presented in the study of the Ten Sefirot, since every branch wants to resemble its root. Had this will to receive remained in its form, which is in order to receive, that desire which is opposite from the Creator would feel unpleasantness upon reception of the pleasures. For this reason, there was a correction on this, called tzimtzum, a restriction. This means that it will not receive the light in this kli called receiving for oneself, but will receive the abundance specifically when it has the intention to bestow.
Here, Niv is already not so grasping it. If I had the possibility to be above my nature, where I decide when I want and when I don't want, not when I receive or don't, but rather when I want to receive and when I don't want to receive, where I'm not the boss of the deed but the desire that precedes it, then it's clear that I would truly be in above my nature. Then you could demand something of me, to ask something of me, because I can make from every thought and desire of mine what I need, but I don't have such a kli. So what to do? So what happens here is that I have the possibility of receiving with my hands the force with which I change my nature, which I change my desire. That's it. I change my desire. And then, if such a force is there, and I can receive it, and by that change my fate, my behavior, my thoughts, my desires, the results, then by that I can become either righteous or wicked towards the usage of that force of correction. But if I don't have it, if the Creator created the nature, then I'm in the degree of a beast. There's no good, there's no bad, it's just nature. Clear? Yes.
This means that all that a person wants to receive for himself became forbidden, because any desire in the upper one becomes a binding law in the lower one, meaning that the lower makes a prohibition if he receives for himself, and not with the aim to bestow contentment upon his maker.
That's under the condition that the lower one has an understanding and a feeling of what it means to receive for himself in place of bestowing upon that deed of bringing contentment to the Creator in return, like the Creator who bestows to him. So, in that decision, he becomes wicked or righteous. But that's under the condition that he has in his hands the possibility to do this selective action, either in order to receive or in order to bestow, which depends only on the intention. Only on the intention. I can drink a cup of coffee and enjoy. I can drink a cup of coffee in order to delight by that. That the only difference is in the intention. So if a person receives the ability to aim his intention, to govern his intention, then you can already talk about him being wicked or righteous. And if he can't, there is no complaint towards him. He's still on the degree of a beast. They're all as resemble beasts.
But the desire itself, the person doesn't have the ability to... Or
no, that's in the hands of the Creator. That's not even... That's in the... You could say, even to be even clearer, in the hands of the system. As this desire is in a big system, and the whole system behaves as one mechanism of desires, and therefore a person changes according to the whole system. The system in general has a process of its own, as it needs to come to identify with the Creator. And the system is a whole system, except for the intention. And relative to the intention, we say, relative to the intention, we say that it's either broken or in the process of correction or at the end of correction. Only the intention. With intention, we say what the parts of the system are, how they're differentiated, contradictive, separated. That's all in regards to the intention. And not the desires themselves.
And this intention can be chosen before it's awakened?
He needs to learn how to control the intention. He can, with the intention, turn to the Creator and demand from him the force to control the intention.
Does it start first, or does it get the intention later?
That's already a matter of technique. The desires awaken, the intentions awaken. How do I combine this with that? How do I do it? That's the technology. But we have no possibility upon the desires to do anything. Everything we talk about, even in the name of desire, we mean intention. Because any transgression or mitzvah, or in general, any appreciation of any actions is only according to intentions.
How does a person lead the intention?
Through his connection with the environment, as he receives the correct guidance from the environment to demand the correct intention from the Creator.
The intention is that the Creator will control my intention?
Yes, well, let's put it that way. But I can't demand from him if I don't use the environment. Because to start with, I have nothing that I can demand the correct intention by. Only under the condition that I work with the environment and I bow, lower myself to the environment, and then I receive from the environment my values for bestowal. And then with those values that I received from the environment, I turn to the Creator. I, of myself, cannot ever want to bestow somewhat. Ever. It only comes from the environment. And then with that, I turn to it. That's why it says, it's written that behind a friend the Creator is. Only by you working with a friend and receiving impressions from him of different kinds, by that you can turn to the Creator and ask. Yes.
Why will a person subjugate himself to an environment?
If he wants to come to correction, if he has a point in the heart, if he has the beginning of the intention in order to bestow, which is called the spark, which fell into our will to receive from the preparation called the sin of the tree of knowledge, then a person can awaken this spark through using it in the society, in the environment.
So, from the awakening to working with the environment to praying to the Creator and so on, where's the action of the person?
Only an investment in the environment, to the extent in which he subdues himself to the environment. That's why I have learned from all my students, there's no great and small. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, as much as he subjugates himself, receives forces from his students. The forces of the Creator, but through his students, to the extent in which he subjugates himself before them, he becomes greater. Meaning there is no small or great. Small and great in the wisdom of Kabbalah are those who subjugate themselves towards the society, towards the environment, in order to receive from them the appreciation of bestowal. And then, by that, they advance.
Yes.
Other questions? Yes.
I wanted to ask, from what stage on the path does a person start to check their intentions?
After he's despaired from not being able to advance, he comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah, he begins to study, he starts to even go out and lecture and teach, he participates in the environment, in the society, somewhat, but he still thinks to succeed with his vessels of reception, that he will know, that he will understand, that he will feel, that it will open up for him. Not that he's changing, but that this wisdom will open up for him. Just like he learned in some other places, all kinds of wisdoms. And that is when, after many years, despair comes, where he sees that it doesn't help. And then he can say, this wisdom is not for me. And leaves. And those who remain, because they have no choice, begin to discover that success depends not on the intellect, not on the feelings, and not even on the hours of study, because it's best to do little but with an intention. But rather he discovers that everything depends on opening the eyes in the Torah, as we say, in opening the heart. And this depends on the extent in which he will convince the Creator to help him. To help him connect with this, with the environment, to help him being a bestower, to be above himself. To rise to the next degree. He's in the degree of still, vegetative, and animal. And he's asking the Creator to be the speaking. The speaking meaning similar to the Creator, the bestower.
Yes. Time he walks on the path in order to be filled with all this knowledge or these other actions for society that's not called speaking?
No, he's like those who study in the universities in all kinds of places. That has to do with the degree of animal.
But it's still part of the path, no?
Maybe, if he continues. And if he doesn't continue,
Harun is not broken from the despair.
That depends on his point on the heart. If it's true and deep, he can't leave. This is, well, how can I tell you this? That's help from above.
Yes.
So there's something here that the person can do. If it's help from above, then
there is something that a person can do after all the Creator prepared for him. And if the Creator didn't prepare it for him, he can't do it and he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't feel that he has it, that he must, that he has an opportunity. You could see how many people yearn. Only individuals.
What point does he start to see that the rail on the path depends on the pleas to the Creator?
From despairs, and to the extent in which he learns the despairs more, reads about them, talks about them with the environment, to the extent in which the environment helps him, then more and more and more, it's not at once, he more and more understands through the despairs that it's the Creator with love, prepared for him these despairs and disappointments, where he's crying and he has nothing and he's getting angry at the whole path and cursing his life and truly willing to die. And it's all out of the love that the Creator prepared for him to understand that from this place that he's despaired fully, he sees the path, which is not as it is through the feeling and the mind, but through the force of bestowal he receives from the Creator.
Is the basis for the prayer?
The despairs are the infrastructure for the prayer. There are many. Also, the thief, when he's hiding, prays. But the prayer for the Creator, for correction, comes through true despair. And also in that, there are many degrees.
Now, from the despair, can you also get to a point of disconnecting from the dependency on, you know, is being controlled by what one feels?
No, you can't. How can you? Otherwise, how will you be adhered to the correct intention to change, to prayer to the Creator, to help you, to give you the second nature?
So the despair has to be felt.
It is all at the expense of the Creator, truly being the loyal servant of the Creator. Wait. It's all through the loyal servant of the Creator, which is Pharaoh.
What does it mean to be in despair correctly? What does it mean that I go through the despair correctly?
That for the time being, I don't know what will be, but I put everything on the table and I say, I have no possibility of advancing towards spirituality. Everything I've done so far, I have to do here a line and to say, that's it. From here on, I have to advance only in the force that I received from the Creator. And therefore, I need to now first equip myself with prayer. And then I need to learn how to turn to Him. Because only the force of bestowal, if I receive from Him, in that force, in that light, I will see the light. I will see the spiritual world. And not with my forces of my mind and my intellect and all kinds of so-called corporeal successes.
So the prayer comes before the despair, or is it a result of the despair?
There are also the preceding prayers that were for all kinds of things that I prayed for and asked for. But now it's a prayer that comes as a result of the despair from my forces, and I just want to work with the forces that I receive from the Creator.
I won't work according to the kelim of...
No, vessels of bestowal. Yeah.
I won't work with the reception, but I'll work with bestowal.
No, the light that comes from the Creator helps you do a restriction and to work above the restriction with a masach and no chozer.
Where is the element here that we're in the despair? Where is the 10, the group? Where is this 1-10?
You need to be not in despair from the previous path that each wanted to attain in his individual personal kilim, spirituality, but rather you need here to try more to unite between you, to connect between you, and also in that to come to despair, that you're not capable, and therefore you're not capable of opening with a prayer to the Creator. So there's a prayer prior to the prayer here, where you're asking, like Noam Elimelech, that you're asking for connection with the friends, so that you will truly have a complete prayer, that which the Creator hears. He doesn't hear from a person, he hears from the 10, from the spiritual structure that is corrupted, but whole. It's like you have a car. Everything is broken, everything is not right, you can't turn it on, you can't, but all the parts are in their place. Yes.
So it turns out that we start to go on the path from all the time turning to Him, and He guides us.
Of course.
And we're only in despair?
We don't just despair. Other than despair, we turn to Him. Each of us receives through the friends some feeling, develops it towards the Creator.
Just missing this deficiency that will cause us to turn to Him. That's what's missing for me. What do we work that will cause us to turn to Him, that He will guide us to the next step?
Because you are aware that if your will to receive, with all of your qualities that you received and developed, you all together are in the will to receive, which the Creator created. And with it, you can only sin. You can only distance from the purpose of creation. That's it. That's why you don't have any chance to advance but to turn to the Creator. So, slowly, slowly, I just want you to receive this as much as possible with in pleasance, because these things need to penetrate his duty.
In the despair itself, when a person doesn't have this strength, is there already a prayer?
Inside this despair, there is that in the person which he's willing to ruin his life and the world, and or to leave and erase everything and be what may. I'm going to go play football for the rest of my life. It doesn't matter what. A person, then, he runs away. There are many such despairs where a person runs away, but we need to make for oneself that calculation of what he's doing.
Within the despair itself, when a person doesn't have strength, there's no prayer. There needs to be an action called a prayer, a turning to the Creator.
No, there's no prayer. On the contrary, he wants to disparage the group, the Creator, the teacher, everything. He's like, he sees it's not for him, and he just feels that way.
And what holds a person on the path is the help from above.
I don't want to talk about that exactly. There's a matter of concealed matters that a person doesn't know, which stem from the root of one's soul. There's no such thing. It's above you, so what do you have from it? You have the Tikva neighborhood where you were born, and only you came to us from there. And the others, why? Whether are they worse than you? No. That's how it is.
So it's a rigged game.
In the initial stages. In those conditions, certainly it's a souled game. That's called the root of the soul. And also Niv came from some village. Why are the rest of that village not here? And that's how it is with each and everyone. The Creator pulls you out with tweezers. That's just like he put the will to receive in you. That's how a person works.
When is this despair from one's own efforts unite with the despair of the group? When is my despair and Nisi's despair unite?
When you see that you can, none of you can implement himself, realize himself. I have no choice. I have to be together with them. Even more than that, through their hearts, I come to the Creator in no other way.
Can you mean what through their heart?
I have to buy their hearts. I have to connect to their goal, to their desires, to their qualities as much as possible, but that are those that are directed to the Creator. That it's not complicated, because we don't need here to learn the psychology of each and every person. We have no interest in that. But on the other hand, we have to be... We have to understand that we need to be connected, in short.
When a person is in despair, does he turn to the Creator or to the society?
In order to turn to the Creator, he must turn to the society as well. There's both this and that. But to turn to the Creator, when he does so, he will feel that he's lacking power in this, that he's missing a foundation. He will understand that he must connect with the environment. Because I dwell within my people. That is where he discovers his connection with the Creator.
Mm-hmm. Ken.
Yes, Keta Kazesh, Atav Pamlo.
There's an excerpt that, you know, there's this feeling that you don't have enough of despair, and it's not enough, but you never feel that you've tried everything.
Bala Sulam writes about that, that's the evil inclination that's telling a person that he hasn't tried everything yet, and he needs to continue. No. That depends on how you stop yourself by the environment, receive support from them against your will to receive, and then you advance. Don't say that you can't do anything. The Creator, who arranged for you this environment, gave you here the counter force to deal with your nature. Yes.
The environment can stop us from trying myself?
Yes. They're coming to you and laughing at what you're trying to do. Well, we tried this 1,000 times. How are we not doing the same thing like was done in history? But what? Whoever does this is truly called a fool. We learn? No. The environment can place for me such facts that I won't... What? Let's say I decide for myself, if I will know the study of 10 Sefirot by heart, from the beginning to the end, then I will be an immense Kabbalist, huge, a giant. Well... Why not? If I'll observe all the mitzvot as it's written in Shulchan Aruch, the big one, not the concise one, all the volumes of it, and then I will be a righteous. Well, so there's no end to it. But rather, you need to see, according to your despair, whether you need to do a scrutiny here, whether the path that I'm going on is leading me to the goal. I can go another 20 kilometers, another 200 kilometers. By that, do I reach the goal or not? Or do I just lie to myself? And the path is completely, completely not by me pacing on these stages. I need to make a calculation. Therefore, we now, in the upcoming convention, and in the preparation for the convention, we want to learn this matter, that we need to make a calculation here, whether the path that we've been through is the same path that leads us to the end of correction. And to say, no, it is not leading us to the end of correction. It's a path that we have failed in. But you cannot advance without that failure. That specifically, because I am now in despair, a little despair, but in him there's despair, and in him, let's connect all our despairs. We can see that according to what the Kabbalists tried, according to what Bala Sulam, Rabash, also according to even what I say, that's it, enough. Stop this approach in which you'll do more, you'll study more, you'll do something. You need to make an essential change, which is to demand from the Creator correction of yours, the correction of creation, because creation is you. That's it. And not to continue like you want to continue more and more. Enough. You need to make that calculation. Therefore, where we are now and where we want to come closer to, and the decision making that we have to make is simply to say enough, and we must obligate the Creator here to help us and correct us. But there are several conditions for that. To be in a circle around Mount Sinai, around a mountain of all our hatred that's big will to receive, and to begin to receive corrections. Yes.
Can I do this alone, or do I need to do it in a ten?
To stop it personally, to stop your advancement like you had before, seemingly advancement, that was advancement in scrutinizing your failure, in scrutinizing the dead end that you were in, where you were thinking with your egoistic kilim to discover the spiritual world. That's it, enough. Now, this personal failure, you need to connect with all the failures of the friends, and from that, for you to get a deficiency, a true deficiency for a prayer to the Creator.
Can you pinpoint it? No one here wants to study ten Sfirot. No one wants to do any of that. You just want to bestow to the friends throughout the day. And you say that tomorrow I'll do it. And tomorrow I'll care for them. But the friends talk that it's important, there is an importance, and so on.
We will talk what's next together, thus far, okay? Good. Well, I think that everything is clear. Yes, Niv? Stubborn. What's not? First stage. You did everything that you could do that was possible for you. Second stage, you're despaired from your forces where you don't attain the goal according to that which you understand and feel. The third stage, what remains for you? After all of that, to make a calculation and to understand that you need to turn to the Creator. That's the new way. That's the new attitude towards reality. That prior to that, we didn't have the prayer. The prayer wasn't this important.
What's not clear is how from the personal failure turn into a prayer to the Creator.
I want to succeed. He created me. Yes? He created us. He did for us all kinds of... He played with us. All made all kinds of situations where we will fail constantly? Like a little child that eventually, what does he do where he doesn't succeed? Even if he's playing with his mother, let's say, and doesn't succeed, so he cries. He cries. Open there. Okay. We need to tell Kola there's people walking around here. I don't know who or what.
No.
Yes, okay.
So again, a person tries to attain the goal, sees that he's trying to attain it himself, not in the right direction, with one's own mind and feelings, and is in despair. And the prayer that comes is also egoistic. It's also...
Of course it's egoistic. What can come out of a person?
Question is, how to raise a prayer? A correct prayer from the egoistic despair that comes also an egoistic prayer.
So there's prayer before the prayer. There's such things that will come.
Stage, I understand there's a point from going from the prayer to the egoistic request that we try and connect ourselves and we see that we can't do it. Is there something there that's connected to the connection? Where does the connection come in here?
What connection? Between us?
Yes.
Between us, it's an egoistic connection also. Yes, egoistic. As we all together, if we connect to one group, we will get a bunch. We'll get something. If each of us, none of us gets anything. Maybe a few pennies. But if we connect together, we'll get millions. That's how each will receive 10 shekel, if not. Well,
so what to do with this egoistic plea?
There's nothing to do about it. You address, you turn to him. And that's how it is slowly, slowly. The whole ladder is how we rise above our ego, slowly, slowly, to corrections in order to bestow between us and to the Creator. Let me first see the first degree. A condition isn't put before us, but in what I am. I don't lie to myself. I'm an egoist who wants to receive something good from above. What do I need to do for that? To be connected to others. I'm willing to connect somewhat. More than that, I turn to the Creator. That's it. It's all from Lolishma to Lishma.
Turning to the Creator for what?
To receive spirituality, to acquire spirituality. What's spirituality? For it to be good for me. This world, the next, everything. How do you think that I can depict to myself spirituality as pure bestowal? How is that possible? Can you tell me that? Can you demand it? No. So what are you asking? Your questions are not in reality.
How do we turn this?
By the reforming light, but not by me. You're asking from a person to want to do something good? Where did you come from? I don't know. What is there good in a person if the Creator himself says, I've created the evil inclination? He knows what he's done with you. So what are you looking behind that? Something for something good?
Was that decision to supposedly that you don't want anymore and we're there and...
I now choose to advance to the purpose of life, which is all the good, the world of Insof. Everything opens up, complete eternality, perfection. I'm choosing just the means. As prior to that, I thought that it wasn't in my forces or my volition to do such a thing. But now I say to him, only the Creator can do. If the Creator doesn't build a temple, then we won't have him. But I want, egotistically, what do you want? What are you thinking, that possibly I want to bestow something to you? No?
So what's the change here?
The change is by what I'm going to the purpose of creation, by help from above. And when I turn to the Creator as an egoist, but together with others somewhat, with the connection between them, and ask from Him, here special things happen. Because the force that comes from Him, by our collective prayer, where we somewhat nullify before one another, we somehow connect to one another, the light that comes from there begins to change us. Because I am not alone, like I used to be all my life, turning to Him, or in general, on my own, I thought to acquire spirituality. Who is the Creator? Yeah. It's like Pharaoh says, who's the Lord that I should listen to Him? Who is He? It's all in my hands. So it turns out here that I here turn from the group and to the upper force that He can do everything. And then I ask. And when the light comes from Him to me, it turns out that I didn't ask. I didn't ask. And I received the force of bestowal. How is it written? What comes to them that they didn't ask for? And that's how I receive. That's called from lo lishma to lishma. But there's nevertheless a process that I have to do, which is to discover that I want to reach the purpose of creation, which is the great abundance that is depicted like that in me. I can't change that. And I subdue myself before the Creator, which I'm not capable of doing, and only from the total despair. And those things are under the framework of my will to receive. Therefore, we can do this in the European Convention. We, by this, are not demanding anything above our nature. We want to receive, we want to succeed, and only now we're saying that all of this depends on prayer. And it's very realistic. Yes, Roy.
I just wanted to ask, in this process, things are clarified. I have noticed that until now, I had a lot of fuel to do things. Now I understand where it came from. It came from the need to be filled with wisdom. There was a need to go and do these things. But now also the ego is also supporting it.
Yes.
And it turns out that more and more, there's no natural assistance.
Everyone despairs, everyone gets weakened, and that's why they leave. Or they remain and are drawn because they have no choice.
So what's the fuel from that stage where you don't have that?
You're discovering a new stimulus, a new goal, a new reason. You're discovering a connection with the upper force who must to do it on one hand, and you discover here, on the other hand, that you have a society, a surrounding, an environment, a group, a tent that supports with you together, and then one receives one. You stand at last one before the other. And so on one hand, there's the ten, and on the other side, the Creator.
And what's our fuel?
Our fuel is your will to receive of each of the ten, as you want to breach through all the walls and all the disturbances and to come to a connection with the Creator. As the connection with the Creator, adhesion to the Creator, you depict as something good, something that's the best.
It means that now it starts to be a need for the 10. And until now, it really wasn't a 10.
No, because the Creator doesn't hear it any other way. It's a vessel of reception only from the 10.
Turns out that only now we start on the path.
Yes, so what? I also think so.
In this new state, if my urge to succeed, to write, to control, what if that egoistic urge that was pushing me before?
It continues, but maybe in a different style. It's nevertheless your ego that is pushing you. You didn't yet receive a new force from the Creator. You receive a new force from the Creator in accordance with the extent in which you can show your willingness to nullify before the friends. Then from the friends you get their forces, which appear to you as despicable, and from the Creator you get a force that unites those things. In short, it will be born in you.
The force from the friends is equal to what I had before?
No, I don't want to talk in that way. It's not right, and it's completely not. Don't compare and don't make calculations here.
A different question. From the thousands in the world, there's who came, started yesterday, and there's others who started just yesterday.
So what?
What's equal between all of them, the veterans and the newcomers?
Our desire to know our teacher, to know God.
And types of despair?
That's in each and every one. How do I know? Each on his own. That's not even my... That's not up to me. Okay? Wonderful. Are you reading?
Continuing from, it follows that all the sins extend. It follows that all the sins extend from a person wanting to receive for his own sake. It is, as it is written, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. It follows that the Torah and mitzvot that we were given to observe, all with the aim to bring us to the intention to be able to aim our hearts to do everything in order to bestow. This is called kedusha, holiness or sanctity.
Meaning, if a person works, if the will to receive he created is called transgression, only under the condition that he is in a state in which he can ask for the force of correction specifically upon the will to receive that was revealed in him, and he didn't ask. Otherwise, you can't turn to him and say that, just like you can't turn to some beast and say, why are you behaving that way? That's your nature.
This is called kedusha. From this extends that the klipa and the sitra acha, which want to receive for their own sake, are in this opposite from kedusha. For this reason, we call the will to receive for one's own sake by a new name, evil inclination.
As it wasn't the evil inclination before, that was just desire. So it wanted to for himself. So what?
Since by wanting to satisfy its own wish and enjoy for itself, it prevents us from observing Torah and mitzvot.
Therefore, it's called the evil inclination, but not by wanting to enjoy, but that in the pleasure that he's stealing for himself, he's bothering us with that pleasure to bestow and to be like the Creator and to bestow.
By observing Torah and mitzvot, even if lo lishma, we come to lishma. Hence, even in lo lishma, the evil inclination prevents us from observing Torah and mitzvot. Since from lo lishma, we come to lishma. For this reason, for the mere doubt that it may come, it already disrupts.
That's what we actually want to come to a state in which we all connect and ask from the Creator to give us the forces also for connection and also for His attainment.
Yes.
Lishma means that a person does everything for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake. It follows that when a person engages in Torah and Mitzvot, the evil inclination loses so much that it disappears from the world. In other words, by observing Torah and Mitzvot, the person kills it. It is, as our sages said, Tanya Rabbi Yossi from the Galilee says, the righteous, the good inclination judges them. As it was said, my heart is slain within me. Rashi interprets, my heart is slain within me is the evil inclination. It is as though dead within me, meaning that he can force it. Accordingly, everything that the evil inclination does, which obstructs him from engages in Torah and Mitzvot, he does justly, since the person wants to put it to death through the Torah and Mitzvot. For this reason, the will to receive is called evil, since it harms a person, for the evil inclination prevents a person from achieving dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, which is called life. As it is written, and you who cling unto the Lord your God are alive, every single one of you this day.
Meaning the entire disturbance of the evil inclination is truly a great and good thing. That's why he says that all that the evil inclination does, it bothers him from engaging in Torah and Mitzvot, it does so justly. You see? There's those that it doesn't bother them. If it doesn't bother, then they remain righteous. Yes.
When a person realizes that the will to receive for himself prevents him from reaching the world of the living and wants the person to remain in the world of darkness and death, is there anything worse in the world than obstructing him from reaching life? At that time, a person names the will to receive for himself evil inclination.
That's actually what we need to decide now. Yes, Niv. That our nature is truly bad because it's not letting us come to bestow to the Creator.
This means that when a person feels the trouble it causes him, he names it evil. Before a person comes to feel that the will to receive for himself prevents him from reaching the delight and pleasure, the person does not refer to the will to receive for himself by the name evil inclination. From this, we see that the will to receive for oneself is right when it prevents a person from observing Torah and Mitzvot, since the will to receive for oneself sees that the person wants to put it to death. As in the words of our sages about the verse, my heart is slain within me, that in the righteous who observe Torah and Mitzvot, the evil inclination becomes as though dead. It is as sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice.
Meaning in truth, the will to receive is revealed as assistance against him. And without it, we would not come to in order to bestow, to be similar to the Creator.
It follows that this will to receive, which is imprinted in the creatures, is the root of all the sins. It does not let the creatures observe the commandments of the Creator because it sees that they want to remove it from the world. It is written in the essay, preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia says, the Creator wanted to cleanse Israel. Hence he gave them plentiful Torah and mitzvot. It follows there that by observing Torah and mitzvot, they are rewarded with cleansing from the will to receive for themselves. Hence, we understand very well why the will to receive is what prevents us from observing Torah and mitzvot, and it is the root and a cause for all the sins.
Meaning it depends on what the Torah and mitzvot are. To draw the reforming light, so it will make in us qualities of bestowal.
It therefore follows that those who want to work on the path of bestowal, the war against the evil inclination is more difficult for them, since these people really want to kill and put to death the will to receive for themselves. That is, they want to walk in the path of Torah, which is opposite from the view of landlords.
Those who observe Torah in order to earn something to benefit.
The view of landlords is that they are not doing anything unless it is good for their own good. Hence, when they engage in Torah and mitzvot, their whole intention is to thereby gain reward for their own sake. That is, they will stay in their will to receive before they began to engage in Torah and mitzvot. They wanted reward in this world. And while engaging only in corporeal matters, for one who works for the landlord, wants the landlord to pay his salary. But now that they have begun to work and observe Torah and mitzvot that the Creator has commanded us, they want the Creator to pay their reward. It follows that it is all by way of self-gain. But afterward, when they begin to observe Torah and mitzvot, it is with the intention to receive reward for their will to receive the next world. Thus, the evil inclination called will to receive did not resist them. Since the will to receive objected to them only over doubt, meaning since from lo lishma we come to lishma. That is, he began to engage in Torah and mitzvot in order to reward himself. But by this he could later come to lishma, meaning to work only for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake. Conversely, one who wants from the beginning to work not in order to receive reward, meaning he does not want to work for his own sake, the evil inclination certainly resists him every step of the way. The evil inclination wants to keep he who comes to kill you, kill him first. Hence, their work is much harder than those who work in order to receive reward, since from the beginning they say that they want to observe Torah and mitzvot as a remedy by which to kill the evil inclination. As was said, and my heart is slain within me. And now we can understand the question we asked according to what our sages said. Man's inclination overcomes him every day. Were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. Thus, why is it man's fault if he did not receive the required help from the Creator? And accordingly, why should one ask forgiveness from the Creator? The answer is simple. It is because he did not ask for help. Our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided. It follows that the help comes from the Creator after he asks for help. Thus, man's sin is that he did not ask the Creator for help. Had he asked for help, he would certainly get help from the Creator. But if a person says that he asked for help and the Creator did not help him, to this comes the answer that a person should believe that the Creator hears the prayers. As it is written, "For you hear the prayer of every mouth." If he truly believed, his prayer would be complete, and the Creator hears a complete prayer. When a person yearns with all his heart, that the Creator will help him. But if his prayer is not constantly on his lips, it means that he does not have the real faith that the Creator can help him and that the Creator hears everyone who asks him, and that small and great are equal before him, meaning that he answers everyone. It follows that the prayer is incomplete. This is why he should ask forgiveness for his sins. For not asking for the required help from the Creator. And although there are other answers in the literal, in the work, when a person wants to walk on the path of bestowal and not by way of reception, the sin is mainly that a person did not ask the Creator to overcome the evil. For this, he asks forgiveness. And from here on, he will ask for help.
Is there anything to ask?
Ken.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav. Question is, the Creator created the will to receive. How does from the will to receive come hatred?
Hatred? Anything that's against the will to receive.
But the hatred also comes from it.
Yes, the will to receive. What's good for the will to receive, he loves. What it's not good for the will to receive, he hates. That's where hatred comes from.
How do we overcome it and turn it, that hatred, into none else besides him? What do we do with it?
Only, like we talked now, through the connection with the friends who stand and receive help from above, and then from the reforming light, they invert hatred to love.
So, for what was the hatred created?
So that you will ask, all the things in the world, in reality, in general, that were created, were so that you will have to turn to the Creator eventually, and then by that you will come closer to Him until you reach adhesion with Him.
Well, a few questions. What is forgiveness and what do we need to ask forgiveness for?
We need to ask for repentance and forgiveness only for us not using the Creator in order to correct ourselves and to come closer to Him. The Creator wants us to use Him. Yes.
How to receive strength from the friends? What do I need to see in them?
You can receive forces from the friends only to the extent in which I subjugate myself before them and make myself forcefully, not that it's like that, but forcefully make myself as if I'm smaller than them all. By that, I will be able to hear that which is in them, to receive wisdom from them, strength, forces, everything, only through subjugation.
I heard that you said that no one can ask to bestow from themselves. So how can a person ask the Creator to love the friends in the tent and see them as great?
Out of despair, a person turns to the Creator. Out of despair, a person turns to the society, because there's a reshimo in him that is drawing him to the goal, and he discovers that the goal is not attainable for him unless he receives the force of bestowal. And he can only receive the force of bestowal from the environment, the desire for bestowal. and the force to bestow from the Creator. And then he comes out, it turns out that he is between the group, the ten, and the Creator, and connects between the two of them. And in both of them, he benefits. From the group, the will to receive benefits the correction, and from the Creator, he benefits the force that corrects.
It seems that it's right above the nature, but then falls again into the same claim. How do we really know that we are rising above reason? That we're rising above nature, in short. How do we really know?
If a person rises above his nature, he feels it. It probably didn't happen yet. More?
Why from nature do I feel myself as pitiful and that others need to do a favor for me? How can I show the strength and purpose on my own?
The things that we didn't talk about already, it's... We need to learn that. These are complete articles about all those states. A person is asking about something that we've been through already. Is there something else there?
Something about tzimtzum restriction.
What is there to ask about the tzimtzum? We're not doing a tzimtzum. We have no possibility until we receive forces to carry out the restriction. For the time being, it's the opposite. We will go to receive. Okay. What's suitable to sing?
Et rosé, et sonné, et tout.